Chapter 6 Secrets and Lies. The next 2 weeks went by quickly. Noah and I were together a lot, but we kept it secret from everyone. We went to the movies, or met at his house when there was no one there. Lee was with Rachel a lot, too. When I did see Lee, all he wanted to talk about was how funny, how pretty, how nice, and how clever Rachel was. So I was pleased that he never asked what I was doing. I was really happy for Lee, and I loved being with Noah. What I hated was lying to my best friend, my dad, and everyone. But how could I tell Lee that I was dating his brother? I didn't have anyone to talk to about how I felt. I couldn't talk to Dad about things like this. And of course, I didn't have a mom to share things with. One Sunday evening, I was sitting in Noah's garage, watching him work on his motorbike. We were talking about the last movie we went to.
"Hey, Elle, can you pass me the wrench?"
he said.
"It's up there, above your head."
I climbed onto the chair and looked for the wrench. "Is this it?" I said, picking it up. But as I turned, the chair moved, and I fell onto the floor. My face hurt really badly.
"Elle!"
I heard Noah shout. He was next to me, pushing my hair out of my eyes.
"Elle, are you all right?"
"It hurts," I said, touching my cheek. My fingers were red. "Is it bad?"
"It's not too deep, but we need to clean it,"
he said. He sounded worried.
"Let's go into the house."
Noah helped me to stand up, and after checking that the others were still out, we went into the house. I sat at the kitchen table while he cleaned my face very carefully.
"Sorry,"
he said, when he saw that it was hurting. "It's okay. You're doing a great job," I told him.
"I'm sorry you got hurt. Why did I ask you to pass me the wrench? It was a stupid thing to do."
He was angry with himself. "It's fine, really. It was an accident." "And when did you learn to be a doctor?" I asked.
"Since I kept getting into fights, I had to learn to look after myself then."
"Oh," I said. "Why do you get into fights, Noah?"
"I don't know. When I was about 14, I started to get into fights at school. My parents were worried, and they sent me to talk to someone about it. But it didn't help. I'm just a bad boy, I guess."
I liked it when Noah talked to me about himself. I felt closer to him because he was sharing something private with me. "But that's bad, Elle," I thought. "You mustn't get closer to him, because when it goes wrong, it will be terrible. Lee will hate you, and you will lose him, as well as Noah." But looking into Noah's eyes, all I could think about was him, and how much I liked being with him. How wonderful it felt when he had his arms around me. How bright and blue his eyes were. He moved closer to kiss me. Suddenly, the door flew open, and I heard Lee's voice.
"What's going on?"
Noah jumped to his feet. Lee was by the door, looking from Noah to me. Then he noticed my face.
"Elle, what happened?"
he said. Lee came closer to look at my face, then stared at his brother.
Did you do that to her?
He yelled. Noah looked angry.
Of course not. I couldn't hit Elle.
You might, Lee said. Then how did it happen?
It's nothing, really, I said to Lee. I'm okay.
So what happened?
Lee yelled at Noah again.
She was looking for you, and she fell over something in the garage. Calm down, Lee. She's fine. It was an accident,
Noah said.
How can I believe you?
Lee shouted. Noah looked angry now and moved toward his brother. Lee looked ready to hit Noah, too. I jumped up and stood between them. They couldn't fight with me in the middle. Noah, I said quietly. Noah, look at me. Please don't fight with Lee. Noah turned toward me, and I put my hand on his chest.
I'll never hurt you, Elle, he said.
Then I took Lee's hand and pulled him out of the room.
Wow! I've never seen anyone calm Noah down like that before,
Lee said.
You two are usually the ones who are arguing. So, what happened to your face?
I hated lying to Lee, but I couldn't tell him the truth when he was so angry with Noah. It wasn't the right time. I tried to remember Noah's story and tell Lee that. It really was an accident. I just fell over, I said.
It's really weird, though. Since when were you two so friendly?
Lee said, and looked straight at me. My heart started to go faster. Did Lee see Noah and I nearly kissing? I don't think he did, because I know Lee. If he wants to know about something, he usually asks. But I should tell him now, before he finds out another way. But I didn't want to tell Lee about Noah. He will hate me, I thought. So I said nothing.
This isn't when you tell me my best friend and my big brother are in love, is it?
Lee asked. What? Lee, you're crazy, I said. As long as Lee doesn't know, he can't be hurt by it, I told myself. So I just have to be sure he doesn't find out. For a while, everything went on as before. Noah and I were together as much as possible, and Lee knew nothing about it. At school, Lee and I were busy planning the summer dance. It was going to be at the beginning of June at the Royale, which was a really expensive hotel. Inside, it was beautiful. Everything was white and silver. We needed to plan the food, the music, and the decorations. First, we decided that it was a masquerade, with everyone wearing masks. Lee helped me choose a new dress. It was a beautiful, dark apple green, with a full skirt, which just touched my knees. I loved it. We picked masks together, too, to go with our clothes. Mine was the same color as my dress, with silver around the sides. I was really excited about the summer dance, but I had no one to go with. Lee and I usually went to school dances together, but now Rachel was his date. I wanted to go with Noah, but of course, I couldn't. One day I was at Noah's, in the garage again, and Noah was working on his car.
Who are you going with to the summer dance?
He asked me. I'm not sure. I don't have a date yet. Oh, did you know that everyone's going to wear a mask? We've decided that it's going to be a masquerade. He nodded and went back under the car.
You should go with someone as a friend, not a date. Maybe Dixon?
Noah, you can't tell me who to go with. And why do you care? I said.
Of course I care, Elle. I want you to be my date.
I smiled to myself. Oh, I really want to go with him, I thought. Are you asking me to the dance? How's that going to work? I said.
Well, everyone's going to wear a mask, aren't they?
Noah said from under the car. That might work, Elle, I thought. Or maybe you should tell Lee the truth. Lee was worried about my date for the summer dance, too.
I'm sorry it's different this year, Elle, he said. Hey, I've had a crazy idea. You could go with Noah. He won't have a date either.
Don't be ridiculous, I said, and tried to laugh. Wait a minute, I thought. Why not? If it's Lee's idea. Or you could tell him the truth, Elle.
What's the matter, Elle?
Lee asked.
Are you okay?
It's Noah, I said.
I knew it,
Lee said.
Is he worried about who's taking you to the dance? He's just looking after you, you know. And remember, he's leaving school soon and going to college. So he won't be around much longer.
I couldn't speak. Lee just thought Noah was looking after me, like before. And I didn't want to think about Noah going to college. It made me really sad. Do you know where he's going to college? I asked.
Maybe San Diego, but he's trying for Harvard, too.
I felt weird. I wanted Noah to stay close to home. I wanted to keep seeing him. But it will be easier if he goes away, I told myself. You can stop lying to everyone then, Elle.